And now it's time to go travelling, thanks to AAT Kings, Australia's favourite guided holiday company.
Thank you to AAT Kings. I want to talk about caravanning today. The weather is heating up. Perfect time to get out onto the open road. Maybe a few nights under the stars. And do it in comfort. You could do it in comfort with the kinds of caravans that are made. And who better to talk to on this subject than the king of caravans, Jerry Ryan. He's the man behind Australia's biggest caravan company, Jayco, who, by the way, is celebrating 40 years in the business. And I thought that was an incredible achievement, and it should be recognised in our travel segment this afternoon. I've got Jerry Ryan on the line right now. Jerry, congratulations, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chris. It's certainly an exciting year for us, 40 years, and, for the business to, survive that long, and a family business, and it's been something I'm very proud of, and certainly the staff are.
What did you start with, Jerry?
We just started out with one other employee building a camper, and we went to one a day, and now we build 50 a day, and have 46% of the market.
That's incredible. Now, that is, 1975, right?
Right, yes.
And in 1975, I remember as a kid in 1975, I was doing a lot of camping with my family. I was doing a lot of camping with my mates. Schools were doing a lot of camping, and we had regular camps where you'd go for a week and, see the great outdoors, do a little bit of orienteering, et cetera, et cetera. But the family had a very small caravan. I remember it was only a two-berth caravan, and they decided to take us around Australia. And it was the most incredible memory that I have from back then. It really has become an iconic Australian thing to do, to take the caravan around the lap, hasn't it?
It has, and certainly, they class us the grey nomads. I can't say that because I'm one now myself. The retirees are certainly heading off into the sunset, and certainly the campgrounds, and it's a totally different environment, the campgrounds, and also the product. We're seeing a lot of families now coming into the market. So they're starting to expand the market and enjoy the outdoors and enjoy the caravan parks we have.
How have the actual caravan parks changed, especially for those who may not have done it for quite some time? Tell us a little bit about how sophisticated some of these caravan parks have become.
Well, some of the facilities, for start, a lot of caravan parks are on some of the best rivers, lakes and beachside. They're prime real estate. But today you'll see the amenities are totally different, all the modern cons, with the pools, the playgrounds. And I always say that and growing up with my family and my kids all went through lots of holidays at different caravan parks. But it's one of the best babysitting services. They're never bored. There's lots to do. They've got mates. So it's a great lifestyle.
Yeah, I was having a look at a story that featured Jayco in one of the latest editions of Time to Roam magazine, Time to Roam Australia, and I'm just having a look at your warehouse. It's almost a destination in itself, Jerry.
Yes, we're situated on 50 acres, and we have some 15 acres under roof, basically. So it is certainly a big complex where we employ 1,200 people. We're probably one of the largest manufacturers employment-wise left in Australia after the car industry.
And tell us about, it's a long way away from the cow shed you first had, mate. Tell us about the cow shed.
Well, a friend of mine had this cow shed, and that's where we built the first prototype. I didn't have a lot of money, so I was trying to keep the overheads down, it's something that just fixed in my mind. You never forget where you come from, and we had a lot of enjoyment building our first prototype and then moved to our first factory, and the rest is history.
And, of course, your average Jayco caravan nowadays is a lot more sophisticated than what it was at the beginning. Tell us about some of the changes that have occurred.
Air conditioning is basically standard, roll-out awnings, 25% of the units now have washing machines. Probably 55% have showers and toilets, and 10% have satellite dishes, so that people, as they're travelling around Australia, can watch their favourite television shows. Doesn't matter where they are, they can still pick up that show.
There's a little bit of a trend going on at the moment for retirees to spruce up old caravans. Gee, that's a labour of love, mate.
It is. The old retro, where everyone wants to go retro. And in fact, I've got a couple of old cars, and I'm working on a little project at the moment to renovate. Unfortunately, is that not a Jayco? We have got a couple of old retro Jaycos, but it's a little bit of fun.
Good stuff. Did you realise 40 years ago that the business would get to this point, or did you just have a hunch that this was where Australia was going in terms of travelling on the road and camping out?
Well, I've got to fess up that all I was concerned about the first week in business, that I'd make the first year, and year one, the second and third, but certainly the last 15 years that we've cemented our position in Australian manufacturing, but also in the caravan industry. Once again, that I was very young and naive when I first started out, but certainly from a lot of experience and a lot of good people around me that has made Jayco an iconic brand and a success in the manufacturing world.
Yeah, some good tips about making your idea and your business work down the track. Now, Doug, who's one of our caravanning listeners, has just phoned in from Shell Harbour. He's got a question for you. Doug, Jerry Ryan is listening. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, with these caravans, most of them on the road now, 2 ton tear and over, and they've got electric brakes, as we all know, and also a breakaway system, which is not a breakaway system. RTA now has deemed it, we're called heavy vehicles, and we've got to have them inspected by heavy vehicle inspectors. Can you tell me the difference between a spring brake on a truck and a caravan brake on a caravan? Can you tell me the difference of why they've got to be inspected by heavy vehicles? Because
Doug, I've got to fess up. I don't know the difference, but I'll certainly, I sit on the industry's national board, and I'll take that up and find out. You know, New South Wales is certainly a lot more difficult to deal with than other states and their regulations, and that's my personal experience, but I will follow that up, and I'm afraid I can't answer that, and I apologise.
That's okay. Doug, what we'll do, we'll grab your number, and we might be able to get you in contact with someone from the association who can answer your question.
Yeah, I can follow it up.
Oh, that's good.
I get Doug's number.
Good stuff. All right, stay there, Doug. Don't move. Jerry Ryan, so important over the years that you innovate and that you continually alter your product so it keeps up with the time. This is something that you've got to learn in business, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. You know, if you just stay the same with your product or you carry it in your business, you are going backwards. If you change, you just keep the pace, but innovation puts you ahead of the competition.
And one final thing, I know you're a mad horse racing man. Any tips for the Melbourne Cup? Who do you favourite this early stage?
Yeah, no, a little bit. I think we'll wait and see what happens on Saturday in the Cox Plate. But the Fairmont, I had a little wager on that for the Cox Plate and also the Melbourne Cup.
Okay. Thank you very much for the tip. And thank you for your time, Jerry.
Not a problem. All the best. Thanks, Chris.
No problem. Bye. Jerry Ryan, there you go, OAM. And the man behind J-Car, celebrating 40 years. It's a terrific achievement to have a business so successful and so predominant in a sector after 40 years. And then it all started in a little cow shed at Cranbourne, and off he goes. And that magazine article that I saw in the Rome Australia magazine, where you have this incredible factory, this incredible workshop, massive, it looks as if it's a destination on its own, as I mentioned to him, and producing caravans for so many Australians, such an iconic thing to do, to travel around Australia in a caravan. 10 to 3.